You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
Alhamdulillah, na'maduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nasta'afiruhu. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyati a'malina. Man yahdillahu falamudillala, wa man yudlilhu falahadiyala. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In tonight's discussion, we will focus on the greatest personality ever to come to this earth after the Anbiya alayhi salatu salam and the messengers. And that is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. In today's world, we find that so many of us, we know so many soccer players, cricket players, actors, actresses. But if we have to ask ourselves simple questions, I'll ask you the question and I'll give you the answer as well. If someone has to come and ask us, what is the name of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala? How many of us even know his name? Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, his name was Abdullah. His kunya and agnomen was Abu Bakr. What was his mother's name? His mother's name was Salma, and her kunya was Umm al-Khayr. Now look at these facts here. 90%, 95% of the Muslim ummah are unaware. So where is our real allegiance? The greatest personality to grace this earth with his noble presence. And Almighty Allah speaks of him in the noble Quran. As we go along, I'll explain to you. But very few of us even know much about his profile. So he was born in Makkah Mukarramah, 2.5 years or so after the Milad Mubarak of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And his name was Abdullah. His kunya and agnomen Abu Bakr, his mother's name Salma, and his mother's kunya Umm al-Khayr, and his father was Uthman, Abdullah bin Uthman, and the father's kunya was Abu Quhafa. Quhafa means a person who has a very big brain, as we will say, a very, very intelligent person. So this is the brief nasab and lineage of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Why do we call him Siddiq? When Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went for the miraculous nocturnal journey of Isra and Mi'raj. Isra, the journey from Makkah Mukarramah to Jerusalem. And there Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed the salat. The Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam. The Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam read salat behind Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then from there to the seven heavens and beyond. And when Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came back, Abu Jahl and all of them made a big mockery of this incident. When people were to tell Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, Abdullah bin Uthman radiallahu anhu, that really, do you believe all this? He said, I believe in Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam unconditionally, unreservedly. فَسَمَّاهُ Siddiqa. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives him the title of Siddiq. What an honor that is for him. Now listen, my youth. Today we live in a time where everything is available at a price. Our youth are caught up in drugs, are caught up in alcohol, and so many other vices. There was a small group of people in Makkah. This is now right in the initial stages. No wahi, no revelation has come as yet. That group were called Hunafa. Hunafa means that they would uphold the standards of a true Muslim before Islam came to them. They moved away from worshipping idols. They moved away from drinking alcohol. They moved away from fornication and adultery. And they led a very, very pure and chaste life. Obviously, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, is, will always be the most beloved, the most precious from all Allah. But Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu also never worshipped the idol, never touched alcohol, never committed fornication, adultery. So all Allah selected him from that very, very early age that he would be destined to be the greatest personality to walk on this earth after the messengers alayhi salatu salam, and they were the small group known as Hunafa. Hunafa, the plural of Hanif. Hanif means ma'ilun anid. Al-anil adiyan il-ma'athila. You turn away from all the false ideologies and you turn towards the truth. So these were the great, great people in the initial stages there in Makkah Mukarramah. Lo and behold, when the Master Habibullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam received wahi and revelation, among the females, Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha embraces Islam. The first male to embrace Islam without a shadow of doubt was Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anha. And thereafter we find among the children was Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anha. When we study the history, who made tawfiq and tadbiq and reconciled all this? It was the genius of Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah. He said, أول من أسلم من الرجال. The first person to embrace Islam among the men, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And من النساء, Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu anhu. And من الصبيان, and from the children, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Thereafter, he stood with Nabi alayhi salatu salam through thick and thin. People even assaulted him, beat him up. Then what are you doing? You are so well known in the business world, in the business circles, and now you're accepting this message. What will happen to these idols and so forth and so on? So remember, he said, no, I got nothing to do with these idols. From the start, I only believed in one Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, وَالَّذِي جَاءَ بِصِدْقٍ وَصَدَّقَ بِهِ. وَصَدَّقَ بِهِ refers to who? Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought the truth, and the person who confirmed it was Siddiq Akbar. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Imagine his greatness. Almighty Allah refers to him in various verses of the Noble Quran. Now the mission starts. Of the Master Habibullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a revolution through an evolutionary process. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu knows that every sacrifice would be required. And he was with the Master Habibullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi safar wal hadar, whether they were on a journey or whether they were in Makkah Mukarramah. And humanly possible, whatever wealth he had, he would spend on the Master alayhi salatu wasalam. And then they were boycotted. All that difficulty came. When Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was 45 years old, he told the Sahaba, fine, you can leave for Africa. This is our distinction in the African continent, that the first group of Sahaba to leave came to Habasha, Ethiopia. Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu is with them. Hajra ila Habasha marratayn. Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu migrated to Africa twice. Nevertheless, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu experienced the persecution, the torture, all that in Makkah Mukarramah. And then the day came, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent the first ambassador of Islam, Mus'ab bin Umair. Mus'ab bin Umair is sent to Madina Munawwara. You go. Slowly, slowly, Sahaba are going. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu is waiting. He already purchased the two camels and said, any day Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will tell me, then I will accompany Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Lo and behold, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes to the house, a time that he would not come to the house of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. Be ready, al-hijra ya Abu Bakr, be ready to leave any time now. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala was made to sleep in the house Mubarak of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The enemies are now going to surround the house of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emerges from the Hujra Mubarakah, the house in the room Mubarak. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ سَدَّا وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ سَدَّا فَأَرْشَيْنَاهُمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ. And he threw the dust in their direction. They did not even see Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leaving the house of Mubarak. Sayyidina Ali is inside. When they came inside, they found Sayyidina Ali. They were astonished, what happened? So Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Abu Bakr, go to Ghari Thawb. Oh, you youth, oh my youngsters, today we speak of love. Today we speak of respect. Take this incident mentioned in Mishkat Sharif and tell me the annals of history can show such love and such respect. Madina Munawwara is this side. For example, on the right hand side, Mustafa, Habibuna, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr went on the left hand side. They spent 3 nights there in Ghar Thawb. Ghar, a narrow cave. Kahf, a broad cave. We need Surah Kahf on a Friday. And Ghar Thawb was in the shape of an ox. Hence we have the name Ghar Thawb. Surah 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 40. All Almighty Allah describes it. When the second one of the two, first one Habibuna, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the second one Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, they in the cave. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr told Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wait, let me go inside and clean the cave, because the people don't use. So he cleaned the cave. And where there were crevices and openings, he tore his clothing sometimes and would plug up and close the crevices. He told Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, enter. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put his head Mubarak here on the thigh of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu and fell asleep. He, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, took his legs and he put it straight because he had nothing to close those openings and crevices. And whilst Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sleeping, then we find something started stinging Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu from inside. He says, I did not move. I did not want to disturb Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the least. And you know that he was more concerned of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam than himself. So the tears started rolling down. Fell on the Mubarak countenance and Chehra Mubarak and face Mubarak of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ma yubika ya Aba Bakri. What are you crying? Why are you crying? He said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, something is sticking me from there. Imagine the love, imagine the respect. When Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu heard of this, he said, Ya Aba Bakri, give me the one night you spent with Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Ghar Thawb. I, Umar bin Khattab, will give you all my actions for the one night you spent with Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this was Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, Thaniya's name. You children, you becoming Hafiz, you know Thaniya's name? The second of the two. First one is who? Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So see what it means, Thaniya's name. He is the second of the two in the cave. He is Thaniya's name when they traveling to Madinah Munawwar. He is the second of the two when they built Masjid-e-Quba. The first block was put by Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the second block and brick put by Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. He is Thaniya's name when they go to Medina, metropolitan, cosmopolitan, we imagine Nabawi is. Again, he is Thaniya's name. It is Thursday, the last Thursday of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life. And what do we find? that on the Musalla of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, remember he reads and performs 17 salats as the imam in the Hayati Mubarak of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No person in the world has this distinction. Thursday night Isha, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all five salat, Monday morning Fajr, and then that morning Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the majestic place. His Sadiyat name, till today, who's buried right next to Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sadiyat name. You see the miracle of the Quran? So you children, you must learn about the history of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr are entering, and they come to Quba. You children, learn some Arabic by your asatiza and teachers. They were the Banu Najjar tribe, the carpenters. Their daughters went out 1 day, 2 days, and nothing happened. They were waiting and expecting Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They never saw the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They never saw Muhammad Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Lo and behold, on the third day, yeah, they see two people, personalities, the greatest of the greatest. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best and the greatest in the entire universe. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, the greatest after all the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam. Then Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. When they enter in, how did these children welcome Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How you think they welcome? Listen to the words they read. نَحْنُ جَوَارٍ مِّنْ بَنِ النَّجَّارِي نَحْنُ جَوَارٍ مِّنْ بَنِ النَّجَّارِي يَا حَبَّدَا مُحَمَّدٌ جَارِي. That we are the daughters of the Najjar tribe. How excellent today Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our neighbor. Do we want Nabi alayhi salam to be our neighbor? Be honest, every sunnah of Nabi alayhi salam, if we practice on, then we taking the actions of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that is how we revive the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salam, and we become the neighbors of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the year after. Fattabi'uni. You see, Arabic language, you need to study the philology, the history of these words. Well, here, some of you have farms. Our Hafiz Salim Dr. Hafizahullah, he has farms. Some of you have farms. So in the farm you have a cow, and in a cow gives birth you have a calf. So that calf in Arabic is called tabi'. So that tabi', that calf follows his mother everywhere. So when the mother walks, it will walk. When the mother rests, it will rest. It will just imitate, emulate the mother in all fields of life. So we have to emulate Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Surah 3, verse 31. فَتَّبِعُونِ يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ. Then you become the beloved of all Almighty Allah. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. We are human beings, we commit mistakes, we commit sins. Allah forgive you your sins. So here we see, these children are teaching us a lesson. That we want Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be our neighbor. And how excellent today the Master alayhi salatu salam is. So then we find Nabi alayhi salatu salam, they in Quba building the masjid, they in Masjid Nabawi. Oh Ummah, just today, some people phone contacted me, we're leaving for Umrah, it's holidays, make dua, we need this, fine. So I give them three messages. Oh Ummah, you're going to Medina Munawwara. So when you stand in front of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what will you say? Say, As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habibullah. Then say, Allahumma arzuqna shafa'atan Nabihi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, grant us the intercession of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Or you ask directly and say, Ishfa'ali ya Rasulullah, intercede for me. Then stand in front of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. When they came to Masjid Nabawi, now they want to buy and purchase the land. Oh Ummah, who paid for the land of Masjid Nabawi? Who paid? Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu paid. From his own personal money, No going for collection here and there. We read Salat and Salam. We make itikaf. We read Quran. We make dua. All that reward goes to Siddiq Akbar of the Allah. Can we ever imagine? Stand in front of Sayyidina Abu Bakr and say, As-salamu alayka ya Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. As-salamu alayka ya Thani al-Fain. Ya Sayyidina Abu Bakr, I thank you on behalf of this Ummah Muslimah, and I will defend you to the best of my ability. Your honor and your integrity, we can never ever compromise, because you were, you are, you will always be the greatest after all the Anbiya and Messengers of Muhammad. Then you stand by Sayyidina Umar, the first person to be called Amir al-Mu'mineen. As-salamu alayka ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. As-salamu alayka ya Aba Hafs. As-salamu alayka ya Umar al-Khattab. And then again you say the same words. Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. I will defend your honor to the best of my ability. That is what we have to do to show our allegiance to Shaykhain, these two greatest companions of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every battle that took place after that, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq is right in the forefront. Whether it is Badr, whether it is Uhud, whether it is Khandaq, whether it is Sulh Hudaybiyah, whether it is Khaybar, whether it is Makkah, Fateh Makkah, whether it is Tabuk, everywhere he is with the Master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Shaheed al-Mashahid kulla. Every battle he is there with Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life is coming to an end. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam is showing the Ummah. This person is your Imam in Salat, and he will be your Amir, and your Khalifa, and your Amir, and your leader, even after my demise. Open Tirmidhi Sharif. The lady came and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will not be here one day, then who must I go to? Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam points, Iqtadu bihadayni min ba'di, follow these two after me. Wa ashara ila Abi Bakr wa Umar, and Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam gestured and pointed towards the direction of Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Sayyidina Umar. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam already wanted that this must be, these people, these noble personalities must be the khulafa after Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam demise. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam demise takes place. There's ijma and consensus. Today, those of you going for Umrah, so you must visit Makkah, where the international, the Continental Hotel is, at Tawheed, behind it, where the new Hilton Hotel is. So now when we went, just about, say, 2 months ago, so 2.5 months ago or so, they opened a new museum, and it's called Ma'arij Sahaba. So if you walk in, and behind it, the Tawheed Hotel and the new Hilton Hotel, just ask anybody there, Ma'arij Sahaba. So it's all to do with the contribution and legacy of the Sahaba. They start with Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, and then they come to the Khulafa, and then the Sahaba, and so forth. And then right in the ending, they end up with Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Shafi, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. Something really worth seeing. They charge you 10, 15 riyals a person, but magnificent it is. A great, great contribution. You should go and visit that. So, now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam demise takes place. Now in today's time we have elections and we vote. In those days, they would put their hand in the hand of the Amir to show their allegiance to the leader. You know where the Mövenpick Hotel is, the big hotel, one of the biggest hotels in Medina. In front of it, Qibla is in the southern direction in Medina, so you will see a park there. Why is it a park? Because you must remember that land was given waqf. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave it waqf and said, this is for the benefit of the Ummah. So you called it Saqifa Bani Sa'ida. In that area, brothers, Sahaba came, one by one, and they put their hand in the hand of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. That is where the consensus took place, that the Khalifa of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the ruler of this Ummah will be Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Three challenges suddenly appear. Some people who were munafiqeen, hypocrites, in the time of Nabi alayhi salam, after the demise of Nabi alayhi salam, they became murtad, they denounced Islam. He said, Abu Bakr said, I'm going to wage war against you. Some people said, we are not going to give zakat to you, we will pay zakat when we feel like. So he said, I'm going to wage war against you. And third, one person, Musaylim al-Kadhab, the imposter said, he's a prophet, Allah forbid. So imagine all three fronts, he had to take up challenges. But this is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. He mobilized, organized the armies and said, you go here, you go here, you go here. And lo and behold, all these enemies were crushed during the time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. You see, you have the Quran Sharif. In time of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Quran Sharif was by Hafiz, Sayyidina Abu Bakr himself is Hafiz of Quran, entire Quran. And remember, it was written on leather, on wood, on bark, on whatever they could find. As long as it was bark and tahir and clean, they wrote on it. The khidmat and the service Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu rendered for the Quran. He took the entire Quran Sharif and reduced it on paper. Every surah was written on paper, and that is why for the first time in Islamic history, the Quran Sharif was called Mus'haf. Mus'haf means that now the entire Quran Sharif is reduced and brought to paper. So the Quran Sharif was written in time of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some on paper and others ayats, other verses, other surahs and other material. But in Sayyidina Abu Bakr's time, the entire Quran Sharif was written on paper, and then first time it is called Mus'haf. That is a great contribution Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala made for the Quran Sharif. Thereafter, you must remember Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, and whose time comes, now he falls ill, and he is the Khalifa for 2 years, and 3 months or so, 3 months, 4 months. And we find when he falls ill. Now what is the lesson? Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha is there, Siddiqa. Siddiqa is a name, Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq. She is Siddiqa. Why? We'll explain to you. And he is Siddiq. When she saw her father's condition deteriorating, she started reading one poem. The father said, O Aisha, don't read that. Read the Quranic verse. وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ Sakarat is a reality, and we all have to go through that. Ask ourselves, brothers, when last did we ever recite this dua? Sincerely from the bottom of our heart, Allahumma inni ala sakarat al-maut. Ya Allah, assist me against the pains and pangs of death. Now the last dua. Listen, my brothers, sisters, listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah, listeners of Sirius FM, Surah 12, verse 101. These were the last words of the greatest personality, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bis salihin. Ya Allah, take me with iman. Ya Allah, unite me with the devout and pious people. And what was his last wasiyah? His last wasiyah was, he told his wife, Asma binti Umais. Some people will be surprised to learn this, but this is the truth. Asma binti Umais is the honorable wife. Radiallahu anha, he told her, oh Asma, when I pass away, you must give me ghusl. Therefore, according to A'imma Arba'a, the four schools, when a husband dies, the wife can give him ghusl. And it's permissible according to Shafi's, Maliki's, Hanafi's, Muhammad's, everything. Asma binti Abis, Asma binti Umais, the wife of Sayyidina Abu Bakr gave ghusl to him, and Abdul Rahman, his son, also assisted in the ghusl. So imagine this was Sayyidina Abu Bakr's wasiyah that he made. Second wasiyah he made, and he told the people, that my kafan, remember you don't have to use new clothes. Use some old clothes, because the new clothes can be more utilized and beneficial for the people who are alive. And then third thing he taught the Ummah, open Bukhari Sunnah. We all know about passing away on a Friday, but he wanted to follow Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam immaculately. When did the Master alayhi salam pass away? Monday, 63 years old. Open Bukhari Sharif. He said, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Babul Maut Yawm al Ithnain. That to pass away on a Monday, and it is between Asr and Maghrib on a Monday. And they are there. They're now, it's still Monday, they said, yes. They said, inshallah, everything will happen before sunset. Lo and behold, before sunset, he leaves this world on a Monday. At the age of 63, even in death, he wanted to emulate Mustafa. What do you call ish? What do you call sadaqat siddiq? Let's come to his children. His children are who? Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. Her mother's name is Rumah. Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. She is the most beloved to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in comparison when they were the other wives. When Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha was married to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 25 years, there were no other wives. But then the other wives came and so forth. And everybody knew that Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha immensely and abundantly. I'll just give you 3-4 incidents so that you understand. Number one, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, O youngsters, she loses her necklace. Unintentionally, mistakenly. Lo and behold, that when she loses her necklace, now just now is Salat time, and they are in an area where there is no water. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is resting. He said, Abu Bakr Siddiq comes and pinches his daughter, you know, like poking and pinching her. You cause so much problem for the Ummah, you lose your necklace. See now the Ummah is pareshan. But Allah wants to elevate Siddiqa. What happened there? وَإِن كُنْتُمْ مَرْضَىٰ أَوْ عَلَىٰ سَفَرٍ أَوْ جَاءَ أَحَدٌ مِّنْكُمْ مِنَ الْغَائِطِ أَوْ لَامَسْتُمُ النِّسَاءَ فَلَمْ تَجِدُوا مَاءً فَتَيَمَّمُوا صَعِيدًا طَيِّبًا فَامْسَحُوا بِوُجُوهِكُمْ وَأَيْدِيكُم مِّنْ أَوْ مَتَّ اللَّهُ رِبِيلُ زَعَيْتُ التَّيَمُّمْ The barakah of Siddiqatu bint Siddiq. Can you imagine? She loses the necklace a second time. And then the Sahaba went away because she was very, very young, very, very light. They thought she is in the Hodej, the place where the ladies would sit. And then she realized that Aisha is not there. And then there's a Sahabi, Safwan, like you Safwan, Ayyubi, mashallah. So you must remember Safwan, who came, he saw Siddiqa and Aisha. So that, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. So he kept his gaze down, let Mother Aisha come, and then he walked, came back to Medina. The Munafiqeen made their statements and their wild accusations, allegations. Listen carefully. Surah 9, verse number 40. Every person in the world, whether he is a Sunni, whether he is a Shia, whether he is Qadiani, whatever, everybody agrees. That verse is revealed only for Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Thani is Umar fil Ghar. Surah 9, verse 40. Now when this waqia incident of if takes place, the wild accusation against Siddiqah bint Siddiq, the daughter of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, Sayyidina Aisha, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala revealed 16 verses. Surah 24, verse 11 to 26. Were revealed from Mother Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anhu. Almighty Allah exonerated her. Allah passed the verdict, she's innocent. She used to say, I knew Allah Ta'ala would exonerate me, but I never expected it to be in the Quran. And today, every person has to read these verses. Therefore, Usayd bin Hudayr, the Sahabi, says, this is ajeeb. Sayyida Aisha loses the necklace and ayat gets revealed. She loses the necklace and another ayat gets revealed. Allah is elevating their rank and status. Why I gave you this talk? You must remember that today, and I'm on air now, remember today in South Africa, in many parts of the world, right level to many countries, one of the worst, worst enemies of Islam are the Shia. And the Shias, I can show you in their books, and politics today, you must remember they curse Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq with their love. They curse Sayyidina Umar with their love. They curse Sayyidina Usman with their love. They curse our mother Aisha with their love. Openly. Wallahi, my brothers, my sisters, my listeners, I warn you, any person, any organization, any country who does this, remember they're out of the fold of Islam. They can talk about Islam and whatever, but wallahi, they're out of the fold. When it comes to Sahaba and companions, it is the Battle of Tabuk. Our topic is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. Radiallahu. It is in the 9th year of the Hijrah. It is the month of Rajab. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made announcement that every able, capable male must participate in this battle. I went to Tabuk by plane. It is 1.5 hours. In midsummer, the khajur and the dates are smiling in their faces. They have to leave all that. 30,000 Sahaba, Hadith and Mustadrak Hakim. The logistics, who is going to organize all this? Sayyidina Usman says, 100, 200, 300 camels from me, Ya Rasulullah. 1,000 gold coins from me, Hadith and Bukhari. So when they did all this, the munafiqeen and hypocrites said, Mura'in, he just showing off. Poor Sahaba came, and they gave a few dates. They say, you're wasting our time. What is dates going to have to come with 1 kilo, half kilo, quarter kilo? Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu came with all his wealth. What did you leave, Ya Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu wa God? He said, I left Allah and the peace of Allah. That was the Imam. These people who made these remarks, Surah 9 verse 79, listen carefully. That's why I give you references. Surah 9 verse 79. Any person who utters any word, any unsavory comment, criticism against Sahaba, Allah comes to their defense. الَّذِينَ يَرْمِزُونَ الْمُطَّوِّينَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي الصَّدَقَاتِ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَجِدُونَ إِلَّا جُهْدَهُمْ. Those people who criticize the Sahaba who are contributing willingly, lovingly, sincerely, and those who contributed according to their means. They gave small amounts, but the love for Islam was there. فَيَسْخَرُونَ مِنْهُمْ. They mocked the Sahaba. They belittled the Sahaba. They ridiculed them. Allah says, سَخِرَ اللَّهُ مِنْهُمْ. Allah will mock them, وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. For them is a terrible, horrible punishment. So therefore, always remember, the Shias are our enemies. Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah wrote, and we agree and concur with him, in his fatawa, majmu'a fi fatawa Ibn Taymiyyah, whom ashaddu ala al-muslimin min al-yahud wa al-nasara. They are worse enemy of ours, even worse than the Jews and Christians. Because we have to ghalq it surely. They're inside the house. And remember that this is the harm they cause. So they swear, they curse, and revive Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala. So my brothers, we're living in this difficult time. You see the Ummah fragmented everywhere. Me and you, we belong to the Ahlul Sunnah wa Jama'ah. You must know what is Ahlul Sunnah wa Jama'ah. We believe in the Quran Sharif. We believe in the Ahadith Mubarakah. And we accept every Sahabi, every student companion of Nabi alayhi salatu salam to be a Jannati wa kullu wa'adallahu husna. Allah has said, for all of them is, for every Sahabi is Jannah, for all of them is radiallahu anhu wa radhu anhu. Shia say, all of them except 4, 5, 6, few of them, The rest became murtad, apostate, and denounced Islam, Allah forbid. Who in his right mind can accept this? Thereafter, we believe in the awliya of Allah, and we accept the four schools of thought. That, in a nutshell, is Ahlul Sunnah wal Jamaah. So in this day and this age, where the media and the mass media is in our homes, and remember people think Iran is very good, Iran is speaking against Israel and America. Remember, these are all to fool the Ummah. If Iran is Muslim, I ask you three questions. I've been to Iran, and tell me any Iranian person to prove me wrong. In a place called Kashan, I went there myself. Remember this. Kashan, Kaf Alif Shin Alif Nun. K-A-S-H-A-N. Kashan. In Kashan, they, the Shias, not during the Shah's time, now their time, what they did, they made manifest their hatred for the Sahaba and the companions of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are today here in Dandi Jumma Masjid. The people who built this masjid, Allah granted them wisdom. Allah Ta'ala reward our forefathers. What was great contribution? Imagine we will make dua for them. Who conquered Iraq? In whose time was Iraq conquered? In Sayyidina Umar's time. But what did the Kafir regime of Iran do? Remember in Kashan, the person who murdered Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, Sayyidina Umar is making Imam al-Fajr time, he's reading Surah Yusuf, Fayruz. Fayruz, Abu Lughlu al-Majusi, the fire worship comes with the khanjar or the dagger. He stabs him, Sayyidina Umar falls down, Abdullah ibn Abbas goes in front, istikhlaf takes place, he continues with the imamah. This is in the ending of the 23rd year of the Hijrah, and after a few days, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu's demise takes place. His dua is accepted, mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Allahumma zukni shahadatan fi sabili. Ya Allah, give me martyrdom in your way. Ya Allah, let me pass away in the beloved city of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the first of Muharram, the year 24 after Hijrah, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu becomes the Khalifa. Now this Iranian regime, what they did? On, for the death of Sayyidina Umar, they rejoice. And the person who murdered Sayyidina Umar, Fayruz, Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi, the fire worshipper, they put up a mazar, a shrine, a mausoleum for the murderer of Sayyidina Umar, and ask any Shia to refute it. I saw it with my own eyes in Kashan, and they write there, Baba Shuja'uddin, you are very brave, you did very good, you eliminated the enemy, Umar. Inna lillahi wa inna. He conquered Iran for you. You should be eternally grateful to him. But this is the Shia. You see, my name, Abdul Qadir Hussein. But you know, I spent 20 years here in Newcastle, alhamdulillah, wonderful years. That's why I came now. We have a reunion and a lot of other things going on. So tomorrow we will be there in Escort, and then Friday, Bergwald, Jumu'ah. Then Friday night, inshallah, in Ladysmith, our by Bashir Karwa. So when I was there at Darul Uloom, I used to write letters to them. And I used to write my name, Abdul Qadir Husseini. Abdul in Arabic, you understand? Abdul Qadir Husseini. So they thought for real, this guy is our guy. You see? And 2013, when I went to Iran, I had no visa, no nothing, you know, understood. So I went there and I gave my passport. Husseini, Husseini, I said yes. Then I gave my wife passport, Fatima, Fatima, I said yes. Husseini Fatima, we 100% Shia, but so according to that, so they gave us the visa for 2 weeks. Then they realized what they did afterwards. Any person tell you Shia the Muslim, ask them this: in Kashan, you got the shrine of the murderer of Sayyidina Umar. Question one. Question two. Tell them it's a book written by Imam. They say Imam. We don't say Imam. By Khomeini, la'anahullah, we say. So Allah's curse is on him. So Khomeini, la'anahullah, wrote a book, Tawdihul Masail. They came in a book. They, I still got it at home. and tell any Shia to refute it. Khomeini writes in the book, you give money to a lady, for 1 hour you use her, abuse her, and after that you go your way, she go her way, mut'a, prostitution is permissible. Ask them, how many of them are prepared to accept it? When I had live debate with them on Channel Islam, CRI, so I asked the Shia, leave all your talk. Your daughter is prepared for mut'a. I didn't see with me now. So you guys will see the story. So I said, your daughter is prepared for mut'a. Wait, I said, leave all that. Answer my question. He said, yes. My daughter, I told her that she and my son-in-law, they must stay together for 1 year. Then we will see if they're compatible to one another. Then after 1 year, we will then make permanent nikah. So I said, you telling me every night you go with a torch and go check what they're doing. This is this kafir Shias. So ask them this, Tawdihul Masayyu for me. And third question you ask them, if any person swears your mother, your father, then what you will say? You are swearing our mother, Sayyidah Aisha. You are swearing Sayyidah Bakr, Sayyidah Umar, Sayyidah Usman. And you are. Wallahi, Sayyidah Aisha is billion times more important than our mother and father. If we cannot defend her honor, then what good we are? So therefore, we go country to country, we go town to town, to show the Ummah, and therefore we named our radio station Markaz Sahaba as well. So you stand up for the honor of Sahaba radiallahu anhu. And don't take any story from any person. I leave you with this one hadith mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif. Somebody comes to you and tells you his son, daughter is on drugs. What you will say? Allah give hidayah, Allah help you. But see, Mustafa rahmatul alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what he said. إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ يَسُبُّونَ أَصْحَابِي. When you see those people swearing, cursing, abusing my sahaba, فَقُولُوا لَعَنَتُ اللَّهِ عَلَى شَرِّهِ. Tell them Allah's curses on them for the evil they are perpetrating. So I left you with the Quranic ayat, Surah 9, verse 79, and with this here, our deen is based on love of Sahaba and respect of Sahaba. Ma faza man faza illa bil adabi, wa ma saqata man saqata illa bi su'il adabi. If you have adab and love for Sahaba, you will be successful. And you don't have that, then definitely you will be a failure. May Almighty Allah and inculcate within us the love for Ahlul Bayt, the love for Sahaba, and the love for all the Muslims throughout the world who belong to the Ahlul Sunnah wa Jama'ah. And there's no unity with Shias, Qadianis, and Ahmadis. It's almost time up. We make a short dua, inshallah. We thank all of you, our Imam Sahib, the trustees of the Dandi Masjid, our host, Hafiz Salim Kaprat, and the entire group here, on behalf of all Markaz Sahaba, we thank all of you. Barakallahu feek. Let me go, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulil Anbiya'i wa Sallim, wa Sallim, Muhammadi wa ala alihi wa sahabihi wa Ma'in. Make dua for the Muslims in Kashmir, in Palestine, in Syria, in Yemen, in Burma, Afghanistan, Iraq. Allahumma Islam Islam wa Muslimin. Allahumma Islam Islam wa Muslimin. اللهم صل المجاهدين المستضعفين والمظلومين في كل مكان اللهم عليك بأعدائي اللهم عليك بأعدائي اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم تؤهل المسجد الاقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين قال الله تعالى في شان حبيبي ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله